number six. Ruff. Wait, what? He didn't just... No way. I walk in front of Prince and make sure he's behind my legs. Prince is not for sale, I say sternly. Oh, Devin says, I thought you wanted the beans. Prince is our dog, I say. He's part of our family. Jonah nods. It's so true. He's like the little brother I don't have. I glance at Jonah. Why do you keep wishing for brothers? How about this? Devin says. I'll let you buy him back for only 10 gold coins whenever you want. I hesitate. No. No way. It's your only chance to get these beans, Devin adds. If we plant the beans and grow the beanstalk, we can get those gold coins and get Prince back. I look at Jonah. He looks at Prince. Prince's tail wags as he looks up at Devin. He seems to like him. But my heart breaks at the thought of anything happening to Prince. I can't leave him. What if something goes wrong? Talk about a tough choice. A total dilemma. I think back to how stressed I was about choosing between Frankie and Robin. This is even tougher. Much tougher. Guys, you're not trading Prince for some plain old beans, Jack says, stepping forward. My mom was right. We're being ridiculous. There's no such thing as magic beans. And super poor families like me and my mom don't get rich overnight. Trust me. I wish we could, but it doesn't happen. Sigh. Why does Jack have to be so nice? If only he were a jerk, I could grab Jonah and Prince and make a run for it. I'd find the portal back home and leave this fairy tale behind. But no. When we're in fairy tales, we have to help, no matter what. That's why Mary Rose sends us into the stories in the first place. To help. I think, anyway. Or it might just be to train us for a mission. We're not exactly sure. Jonah's lip quivers. I know he doesn't want to let Jack down. Jack puts his arm around Jonah's shoulders. Don't worry, Jonah. Me and my mom will get by. I'll drop out of school and try to find work here in town. I'm too young for a proper job, but someone might pay me a bit to run errands or something. No. He can't drop out of school. He just can't. Jonah looks miserable. Children, the trader says with a smile, I'll make you a special deal. I narrow my eyes. What kind of deal? I ask. I will give you the magic beans, Devin begins. You give me your dog. If you return with 5 gold coins, not 10, you can trade in your dog. No problem. 5 coins to get Prince back. Jack won't have to drop out of school. Jonah won't be miserable forever. And Ada can buy 1,000 cows with the riches those beans will provide. I stare at Devin. 5 gold coins, and you'll give Prince back to us?
Swearsies. You two heard the deal, Devin says to Jack and Jonah.
I can't believe I'm even considering this, but... Give us a minute, will you? I say to Jack and the trader. I pull Jonah aside. Jonah, we know that the trader is at least being honest about the beans, I start. The beans will grow into a giant beanstalk high in the sky. Riches are waiting for us up there. Once we get the money, we can buy Prince back. It shouldn't take more than a few hours. Am I actually saying this? I am. Trade Prince, Jonah says, scrunching up his face. I know, I say, even for a few hours. I hate the idea. Jonah bites his lip. But we have to, right? I think we do, I say. Jonah looks like he might cry. This is all my fault, Abby. If I didn't say anything about the beans to begin with, we wouldn't even be thinking about trading Prince. But if we don't trade him, Jack will always be hungry. His eyes get all misty.
Crumbs, crumbs, and more crumbs. I bite my lip and think this over. We know there are bags and bags of gold coins in the giant's castle. All we have to do is, 1, plant the magic beans. 2, wait till the beanstalk grows. 3, climb up. 4, sneak into the giant's castle. 5, take a bag of gold coins without getting eaten by the giant. 6, climb back down. 7, chop down the beanstalk so the giant can't follow us. 8, return to the trader with 5 gold coins for Prince. And then everyone's happy. Jack will save his family. We'll save Prince. The end. Jack, I call. Can you come here, please? Jack comes over. Jonah, Jack, and I huddle together and I explain the plan. Well, I leave out the part about the castle and the giant. Jonah already knows about that. And Jack, well, I'm not sure I should tell him any of the story in advance.
So we climb a beanstalk and get rich, Jack says. Easy peasy. I'm so in.
I feel a little bad about withholding major info, but there are kind of unwritten rules in fairy tale world. Anyway, my plan sounds perfectly reasonable. 5, take the coins without getting eaten by the giant, is a doozy, though. We'll have to be quick. I turn to Jonah. So we're doing this? We're trading Prince for a little while? Jonah nods.
We don't have a choice. And besides, Devin is being really nice to Prince. Look,
he adds, pointing. I turn around. Devin is sitting on the ground and petting Prince, who's licking his cheek. The trader is laughing.
You're the cutest, he says to Prince.
He throws a stick off to the side where there's a grassy area. Prince runs after the stick and brings it back, dropping it at Devin's feet.
Good Prince, Devin says, giving him another pat. Who's a good doggy-woggy? You are, that's who.
Prince licks his cheek again. And we know he's not lying about the magic beans, so he's somewhat trustworthy. I let out a sigh. I feel very queasy about this. Prince does seem to like Devin. Okay, fine. But the minute we get those 5 coins, we're getting Prince back. Definitely, Jonah says. I walk over to the trader. We have a deal. I'm about to say the word deal when I remember something. Would my parents, who are lawyers, make a deal without having it written and signed? Of course they wouldn't. You need a contract. A contract puts all the terms of a deal in writing. That way no one can change their mind and say they didn't agree to this or that, because it's right there on paper. I clear my throat. We have a deal if we write out a contract and both sign it, I tell Devin. Devin rolls his eyes.
Well, I don't have any paper on me. Do you, little girl?
He asks. I frown. First of all, I'm 10, not a little girl. And second, no, I don't. Note to self, start carrying a small notebook.
And what about a pen?
Devin feels his pockets.
Nope, no pen.
Crumbs. Me neither.
You have 1 second to decide if you want to make this trade, Devin says. I'm sure another kid would want these magic beans.
Fine, I snap. No contract.
Crumbs.
But before I hand Prince over, tell me exactly where we get him back.
Certainly, Devin says. You can fetch him from my house. 1 alley on the left, past the biscuit stall, house number 19. 2 twists and 3 turns from the road. Can't miss it.
I nod. Biscuit stall. 1 alley on the left, house 19. 2 twists, 3 turns. Got it. I have a pretty good memory.
I know where that is, Abby, Jack says. I can help you find it.
Whew.
So, do we have a deal? Devin asks.
Are we making this trade 4 magic beans for your dog?
Yes, I say,
still feeling uncertain. "Until we meet you back at your house with 5 gold coins, I add. Right?"
"Right," Devon says.
He smiles and hands me the beans.
"Excellent. Here they are."
I look at the 4 greenish-brown beans in my palm.
"Come, Prince," Devon says. "I'll show you to your memory foam dog couch in my living room. I'll even buy you a liver biscuit on the way. You will live up to your name in my company."
Prince does love liver dog biscuits and soft beds. At least he'll be getting the royal treatment during his stay in Trade Town.
"Woof!"
Prince says, happily following Devon. I swallow. I can't watch Prince walk away. I can't. I look at the beans again. "These had better really be magic," I say, "or we'll never see Prince again." We run all the way back to Jack's house, the 3 of us out of breath. That is how excited and anxious we are about getting the beans planted. We go into Jack's yard and peer through the window into his house. I can see Ada in the kitchen, peeling potatoes. There's a small pile of fruits and vegetables on the counter. I also see a pair of scuffed but decent blue sneakers on a chair. Ada must have sold Princess Milka. I bet she didn't get much money for the cow, though.
"So," I whisper to Jonah, "Jack's mom threw the beans out the window in the original story. We should plant them right here."
"Should we just throw them on the ground?" Jonah whispers back. "That's what his mom does. She didn't plant them."
I think about that. I don't know. I guess we could. They are magic, after all. I toss the beans on the ground. They just sit there. Nothing magic happens. Jack comes over and stares at the beans, then at me.
No offense, Abby, but you have to plant beans if you want them to take root and grow."
"Can't hurt, right?" "Okay," I say, picking up the beans. "We'll all plant them." I give 1 to Jack, 1 to Jonah, and I have 2 left in my hand.
Abby, Jonah says sheepishly.
"Yes?"
"I think Jack should have the extra bean," Jonah says. "He'd have all the beans if we weren't here."
"Jeez, I suppose."
"Fine," I mutter.
I drop the 2nd bean in Jack's palm. We each plant our beans. Then we get up and stare at the ground. Still nothing happening.
"So where's the sky-high bean stock?"
Jack asks. I hope Devon wasn't lying to us. I look up at the sky. It's not very sunny, but it's not raining either. Don't plants need sun and water to grow? The trader didn't say anything about that. At least it's kind of misty again. Maybe that will help water the beans. "I think we have to wait for it to grow overnight," I say. "That's how it happens in the story. But that does mean we're leaving Prince on his own for the whole night. Eep, poor Prince. I miss him."
"What story?"
Jack asks me.
"Oops. Oh, just some story I read about how beanstalks grow," I say quickly.
Jonah nods.
"Yeah, we just have to go to sleep, and when we wake up, Beanstalk City."
He leans his head back, staring straight up at the sky. Here's hoping. Before dinner, Jack and Jonah play soccer, aka football, in the yard. Jack's wearing his new, used sneakers that Ada bought him.
"Wow, I can play even better now that my sneakers don't fall apart mid-kick,"
Jack says, sending the ball toward Jonah with the side of his foot.
"And the tape I had to use to hold my left sneaker together always got stuck to the ball. I hated when that happened. My mum is the best for buying me these."
"You're so good at soccer, you could probably play barefoot and win," Jonah exclaims.
I roll my eyes. He's not that good. But Jonah learns a ton. Jack teaches him how to use the side of the foot to kick the ball and when to use his head. Jack even lets Jonah get 2 balls past him into the goal. He's so nice. And thoughtful. And cute.
I wonder if he has a girlfriend.
Not that I care. I don't.
Abby, come play with us, Jack says. Abby doesn't like soccer, Jonah says.
I do too, I say. I walk over to join them. I don't dislike soccer. And I'm pretty good at being a goalie, too. I stop a few balls from going into the barn by catching them.
Not bad, Jack says to me, and I feel myself flush.
Dinner! Ada calls from the window. And wash your hands!
She pokes her head out. Oh, dear, it's starting to rain. Abby and Jonah, do you live very far?
Would you two like to stay over tonight? The couch pulls out into a bed.
Yes, perfect. Raining and an invitation to stay over. The rain will help the beanstalk grow, and when we wake up, all we have to do is go outside to climb it.
Thanks, I say to Ada and head inside. We would like to stay over. We do live very far away. Very, very far.
Yay! I'm having a sleepover at Jack's, Jonah whispers to me as we wash our hands. He's so awesome.
He dries his hands on a scratchy towel.
I hope I can get really great at soccer just like him.
He races out of the tiny bathroom to find Jack. Okay, Jack is pretty great, but does Jonah have to follow him around the house like a puppy? Oh, puppy. I cringe. Poor Prince. I hope he's okay. We sit down at the table. Ada has made pottage again, but this time there are hunks of potatoes and other veggies. Plus, she made fresh squeezed lemonade. Yum. But I can't stop thinking about Prince. I'm sure he's fine. Gobbling up his liver doggy biscuits and sleeping on his memory foam mattress. But still.
Where's your sweet dog?
Ada asks, as if reading my mind. He's just hiding, I say. He doesn't like the rain. Sigh. Finally, it's time for bed. It's been a long day. And Jonah, Jack, and I want to get to sleep as soon as possible so we can see if the beanstalk is there in the morning. Ada reaches into a small closet and pulls out a thin blue blanket and two pillows.
The sofa bed isn't all that comfortable, but it'll do for a night.
Thanks, Ada, I say. We really appreciate it. Jack removes the couch cushions and pulls out the bed, then sets up the blanket and pillows.
There you go.
Jonah lets out a huge yawn.
Night, everyone,
Jack says, then climbs a peeling white ladder to a small loft area. I see a thin mattress and a thin blanket and a thin pillow. Night, Jack, Jonah and I say at the same time.
Good night, kids,
Ada says, going into her room.
I'm so sleepy, Jonah says, his eyes drifting closed.
I'm sleepy, too. I can feel my eyes getting heavier and heavier. Please, let there be a beanstalk out there in the morning. Please. The next thing I know, the sun is coming through the windows. The sky is blue. I pop out of bed. Jack comes rushing down the loft ladder. Jonah runs to the window.
Beanstalk!
Jonah shouts. He zips around in a circle, pumping his fists. Jack gives him two high fives. Both of them are dancing around the living room, chanting,
Beanstalk! Beanstalk! Beanstalk!
I stare out the window in shock. It's really there. The beanstalk is huge. It's about 3 feet wide and bright green, with tons of thick sprouts and stems coming out the sides. It's so tall that I can't even see the top. It shoots straight up through the clouds.
It really worked, I exclaim. The magic beans grew into a giant beanstalk.
You know what that means, Jonah says. Let's do some climbing.